know, I know, and I know. The pain of streets singing like the door-to-door salesman knows the pains of bell ringing. Strange situation.
Talking with Arizona wine historian Eric Burke. We've been covering a lot of the stuff that predates the century, but let's, you know, with the time we have left, let's skip forward to the 70s and the reintroduction and how that got started.
Yeah, the Arizona wine industry after Prohibition, and in Arizona, we actually went dry in 1915 based on a vote in 1914. So we even went dry before the rest of the nation in 1920. And that killed the wine industry that was just starting to get started and getting better and better. And for decades afterwards, nobody in Arizona really even thought to try wineries again. It bounced back in California and other states, but not here. And in the late 1960s, a guy by the name of Dr. Gordon Dutt, who was a soil scientist, came to Arizona. He had been working the last few years at UC Davis in California, and so he was very familiar with California vineyards and soil. He came to the University of Arizona in Tucson to really focus on how to increase agriculture in desert regions. And as he's traveling around Arizona, he's realizing there's a lot of places here that are really good for wine growing, and why are there no wineries here? So as a test, he put this little test vineyard up at the U of A's test ranch near Oracle, planted a few wine grapes, had to wait 2 years to do a very minor harvest. He made the wine himself at home and sampled it, and it was surprisingly good. News of this got out, and he got some funding to basically study winemaking, the potential for winemaking across the entire Southwest. And in 1980, he did this big report called the Four Corners Report that basically said, if you plant the right grapes in the right location, and that's what people were missing up until then, Arizona and the Southwest has the capacity to be a really great wine producer. And he was not just a researcher, he was also interested in the business side. And in 1979, one of his test vineyards for the study was on the historic Babacamari Ranch that we were talking about a moment ago, down in Sonoyta, and he actually leased the land and started Arizona's first modern commercial wine vineyard, Sonoyta Vineyards, Viva Sonoyta, back in 1979. Other people came in, started vineyards nearby, and then they all got together and formed Sonoyta Vineyards Winery, with Dutt as winemaker a couple of years later. And that's what really gets the wine industry started. The other important person I should note at this time is a guy by the name of Bob Webb. He was a Navy pilot, originally from Arizona. He was stationed around San Francisco during the Vietnam War and so got an appreciation for wine, came back to Arizona, started a hobby shop in Tucson, got interested in home winemaking, and in 1980, he started his own winery, the first modern winery in Arizona. Because there were no Arizona wine vineyards at the time, he brought in grapes from California and New Mexico. But a couple years later, he did start his own vineyard near Wilcox, which is now a major producing area. And in 1986, he opened a new, much larger tasting room and winery along I-10, kind of southeast of Tucson. And if you drive along I-10, southeast of Tucson, near Vail, if you look north of the interstate, there's this big, white, sort of Spanish mission-looking building. And that's Webb's old winery, which at the time was the largest in Arizona. And those two guys, Dutt and Webb, really got it going.
And today there's, can you even keep up?
No.
With how many there are?
I've sort of given up. And it's hard to count wineries because sometimes there's multiple brands under a single, you know, production unit. Some people have a license and already a name, but they're not in production yet. So you can vary the count depending on how you count. But by my reckoning, I know of at least 60 distinct, unique operations that are producing right now and another half a dozen that are in the works. And it's just gonna keep growing. It's really in the last 10, 15 years has really exploded.
And as a agricultural crop, it's a fairly low water use.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think so, right? You know, it's this big, juicy fruit. It's leafy. You'd think it uses a lot of water, but it's considerably less than, say, corn and alfalfa, maybe comparable to cotton. But, you know, it drinks a lot better than cotton. So it's really a very good crop for Arizona.
And do you have a favorites Arizona? I know that's probably hard to pick out, but...
Yeah, I don't... need to be careful to get myself in trouble here. Actually, I've gotten to know a lot of the winemakers, and they're all a great bunch. It's sort of interesting. There's the three different wine regions, and they all kind of have their own little specialties. It seems to me and to a lot of people that Cochise County does really well with Syrah and Petite Syrah, a type of wine grape that produces a nice, big, rich red wine. And I really like Syrah, particularly from Cochise County. So there's a lot of great Syrahs coming out of there. In fact, the first two Arizona wines to score a 90 on one of the major critic reviews was a couple of Syrahs, one from Page Spring Cellars in the Verde Valley, and the other from Burning Tree, and both were grapes, though, that came from Wilcox. So some of the Syrah coming out from Wilcox right now can, you know, and when it's produced and really made well, it can stand, in my opinion, and maybe I've got a little bit of Arizona bias, but it's as good a Syrah as you'll find anywhere. But also, you know, Petit Syrah, Grenache, Viognier, those are also all very popular.
And we talked a little bit about it yesterday, and then and Rosie mentioned it during the break, just what the wine industry, how it changes towns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wilcox, it looks a lot different than it did 10 years ago, the downtown. And then Cottonwood, you know, we did two Eagle Scout projects in Cottonwood in the 90s and thought, man, this place is a dump. Went through there about 4 or 5 years ago and we're like, holy smokes.
Yes.
Where did this come from?
Yeah, it's it has really turned it around, and Cottonwood is the perfect example.
Of what the wine industry can do and change the local market.